This is the Home Base Travel Agent Show, show number 349. I'm Barry Kantz, your host, and Lorraine Romero, our co-host, is with us today, along with a guest. The Home Base Travel Agent Show is a show for the travel entrepreneur or anyone interested in learning more about the travel business. And we are a proud affiliate of the National Association of Career Travel Agents, NACTA. And with that, I want to congratulate Lorraine. She was recently appointed the Northwest Regional Director for NACTA. So congratulations, Lorraine. Way to go. You can find our website at www.hometravelagent.net, or you can like us on Facebook at facebook.com/HBTAS. HBTAS, they're the initials for the Home Base Travel Agent Show. Now, we publish the show monthly, sometimes more frequently, but nevertheless, we'd like your feedback, and you can give us feedback by leaving a comment on the website within the comment section of the show that you want to place a comment on, or you can email me at barry@hometravelagent.net. And our official notice here, got to get serious for this one, we take no compensation for having guests on our show or recommending their products. Our guests are invited to the show because Lorraine and I believe they offer something of value for the travel professional. Today, we are talking with a travel supplier, a well-established company, dedicated to helping your clients experience the vacation of a lifetime. And I know the reason that we're talking about certainly is a vacation of a lifetime. I've been there and experienced it, and I know firsthand your clients will love this location, destination, and this supplier can give your clients an excellent experience. So I want to get on with the interview. So here we go. Well, welcome back, everybody. This is the Home Base Travel Agent Show, and we are in, I guess it's better to probably call this our travel supplier segment, and Lorraine is with us. In fact, last month we didn't have a travel supplier segment because we couldn't get the schedules all worked out, and this month we've gotten them worked out, and actually, when it rains, it pours. Now we have a travel supplier booked up for the next 3 or 4 months, I guess. Isn't that right, Lorraine?
Yes, we do.
So we're on a roll here. So as long as the technology holds out, I think we're doing good. Sometimes we do have technology failures, but that's just part of having computers, I think. But anyhow, Lorraine is with us, and we have our guest that we intended to have on last month, and again, the schedules didn't work out, but here we are, and we made it, as we usually do. And with that, what I want to do is turn it over to Lorraine to introduce our guest.
Thank you, Barry. Yes, it does. Somehow October came and went. I don't know how that happened, but now we are already in November, and that old time passing quickly thing, I'm telling you, it's very true. We have a guest, Elizabeth Johnson, aka EJ, so you may refer to her in both manners. She's with Buffalo Tours, and I had the pleasure of being introduced to her because of Bob Duglin. We had a brand new supplier join NACTA, and he was very excited and wanted me to meet her. And Bob, in his usual manner, said, "Here, you two will get along really well, connect," and let it go at that. And we did, and we tried to have EJ on last month, but she and I were both traveling too much. In fact, we got to meet, this is our second time meeting, at the NACTA conference that was in Phoenix, Arizona at the end of October. And although we were together, neither one of us were standing still long enough to be able to just sit down and do a podcast with Barry. So I am thrilled to have you on the show, EJ. I want you to tell our listeners, my fellow travel agents, about what Buffalo Tours has to offer to agents and how you work in the whole scheme of things.
Well, excellent. First of all, I'd like to thank you both for inviting me to be on this show and have an opportunity to talk about what I love to talk about, which is travel. And I've been in the travel industry for over 35 years, believe it or not. And I started right out of college and have done just about everything there is possible to do in this industry, both from a travel agent side as to a supplier side. And so it's very much my passion to be in this business. And so I'm delighted to be here. We and I'm going to get to a little bit about Buffalo Tours because I know we can't do a show of hands, but I'm going to get to the history of Buffalo Tours in a second. But I did just want to comment that we did have the opportunity to meet at the NACTA conference, and our company is new in the U.S., and it's very important for us to have outreach to the travel agents. I was talking to some travel agents last week, and as much as travel agents are looking to have access to us, we're looking to have channels of access to you as well. And I think NACTA provides a really good forum, which is why we made a decision to join and participate in a conference that was just so well executed and put on that provided both the supplier and the travel agent such a tremendous opportunity to have one-on-one networking time and individual training and really get to know the travel agent that's working in a more home-based environment. So thank you for that. And to let you know a little bit about Buffalo Tours, most people haven't heard of Buffalo Tours, or they think we're associated or affiliated with Buffalo, New York, and we actually aren't. Our company, Buffalo Tours, has been in business for 21 years this January. It's hard to believe. And we are a leading Southeast Asia hospitality and travel management company, and we've been doing this for like I said, almost 21 years and doing it very well. And we serve, our destinations are Vietnam, Cambodia, Laos, Myanmar, and Thailand. So we serve those destinations really well. And through the course of just doing things, operating really, really efficiently, we're able to expand into 2015 into new destinations such as China, Hong Kong, Singapore, Malaysia, Japan, and Indonesia. And I'll share with you a little bit about my story about how we were able to get there and how we're able to offer travel agents such a consistent level of service. But with the expansion, as we have been going down this journey, our president and CEO founder, who's the same gentleman, I might add, he started out as a medical student. He was going through college and trying to find his way. And somebody asked him over in Vietnam, where his home is from, said, hey, we understand you speak a little bit of good English, and might you be willing to take some USA visitors around and show them the country and make them feel special? So sure enough, he did. And I think they spent nearly a week together. And after they returned, he was paid a nice handsome tip, which he wasn't expecting, which really helped through his med school. But what he learned more importantly was such a common connection that happened between the guests and himself, because he was able to really share his homeland and what they're all about in the cultural experience and really connect as two people from different worlds, but connecting in one place. And so when he finished his med school, he decided, I could go and be a doctor in Vietnam, or I could start my own travel business. And you probably can guess he chose to start his own travel business. So with three people, they started, and now we have 12 global offices and four sales offices. And the four sales offices, the newest being the U.S., and we opened for business here in spring of 2014. And the reason we're here in the U.S. is because we know primarily the Southeast Asia for our company, the business has primarily come from Australia and New Zealand. but a lot of research and a lot of requests coming from the USA supported why we needed to be here in America dealing with our travel agency clients here. So we opened up the office, and now we're able to provide our travel agents with the opportunity to speak directly to someone here in the U.S. on the same time zones and be able to really understand what the needs are of a customer from the U.S. We know, you know, we view things differently. We like to travel a certain way. We like to experience things a little bit different. And it makes most sense for us who have a lot of industry experience to be able to provide that so that there's no communication barrier and be able to really provide that for the travel agent. So that's kind of how we got here and why we're new and still getting our brand out there as Buffalo Tours USA and supporting the Southeast Asia product. I don't know if I should pause for a minute and see if you have any questions before I go on, but I could keep going.
Well, I just have a comment. I've been to Thailand 4 or 5 times, and including on my honeymoon with my wife, and obviously, and it is my favorite place in the whole world, and I just would love to get back there sometime. It's so beautiful, and the people are wonderful, and for travel agents that haven't looked into the Southeast Asia area to promote to their clients, boy, they're really missing out on something.
Well, I appreciate that plug because it is. I mean, there's a lot of publicity going on now with cruise lines as far as river cruising, but we have a huge demand of people that still want to experience it on the land. Basis. Although we can add elements of the cruise to it as well, we can always do that. I think with all of the destinations we serve, and certainly Thailand is one of the most spectacular. You know, it's kind of a thriving city, but yet you've got all this. Just a couple blocks away, you're back dealing with temples and history dealing with the silk makers and so forth. So while it's a very vibrant area, there's so much diversity in Thailand, even just right outside of Bangkok, which was just named actually one of the top cities by Condé Nast again. So lots of support there. And I think Vietnam, too, is really gaining a lot of popularity. And a good way to experience Vietnam would be in combination with Cambodia. And we know that the USA client typically needs at least 12 to 14 nights. And then, of course, we can put together things from there. We have a lot of travel agents that are working with clients on 18, 19 night trips and small groups. So definitely it's worth it. Or if you've got to have about 12 to 14 nights to go and really, really enjoy it, whether that's really sinking your teeth into one destination, like you said, that you enjoyed so much in Thailand, but trying to combine maybe two countries at once. And what we will do is certainly try to help map that out. And we really qualify with you what the client's looking for, because there's everybody has a different way of doing it, which sort of leads me to my next point of what Buffalo Tours can do so well for you is that we're 100% customizable. So we don't have any programs that are in our brochure or out there on a website that you can just go in and sell into tour A, B, or C. And we don't advertise any prices as well because each experience is so unique. So in Vietnam, as an example, we all know we want to go to Hanoi and we want to go to beautiful Ha Long Bay, the UNESCO World Heritage Site, which has hundreds of caves and thousands of limestone pillars. It's just the most spectacular way to go. And that being in the north part of Vietnam, and then visiting the central part, which is much more historic and charming, and then all the way down to Saigon or Ho Chi Minh City it's both are actually acceptable, and then maybe visiting down to the Mekong Delta. But everybody has a different way of wanting to do it. It might be a family where you have children of different ages that you're bringing with, and you want a little bit of soft adventure built in with some relaxation, built in with the right amount of history. You have foodies that want to go, and it's all about the cooking classes and really experiencing the variety of different restaurants. And this is not true for just Vietnam, but for all of the Southeast countries. You can feel very, very safe to go and experience the food and the dining at just some incredible pricing, and really go out and do that. And so that's encouraged. So everybody wants to do it different. Everybody wants their experience to be packaged different. And that's what we can do, is provide that 100% customization, and we can turn it around very, very quickly. So when you have people that are generally interested, they want information right away. They want to start looking at that itinerary and looking into that brochure and getting excited about it, whether they're a month out, and which we have people booking close in, or whether they're planning a year in advance. So it's when you're ready, we want to get that information out and then work and consult with you as your advisors. And that's what we're there to do, is provide consultation. We believe in really making that cultural connection. We don't believe in, for our company, in herding people in groups to visit select destinations and sort of check it off their list that they've been to Ho Chi Minh Mausoleum or whatever it may be, that everything is unique. And again, wanting to work on that personal connection basis. We also believe we have very high ethical standards when we're in the country, and we want to share that with our visitors, the travel agent's valuable guests that are traveling with, and share with you in advance some of the courtesies things that will help them to be respectful within that country. So that they in return can be respectful of that. We're very involved in giving back to the destination and making sure that the travel agent's clients have a good feeling about that one-on-one experience. A couple of other things to share with you is that we have a unique advantage because we own a lot of our assets. So when in the destination, all of the transportation companies that we would use are our companies. So whether it's somebody enjoying a sedan or it's a small minivan, those vehicles are our product. Our guides and our drivers are employees of Buffalo Tours, and the guides are graduates in English. So they're very good English-speaking guides, working very closely with them in the destination. We want the experts who know that region, that are from that region, to be able to really make that solid connection. And we own hotels. We own Victoria Hotels. We own some cruise boats, some junk boats. And probably to show you the kind of diversity that we're about, we recently purchased some amazing Cessna seaplanes, so that we can take our guests one way to Ha Long Bay from Hanoi and eliminate about 3.5 hours of their journey, and provide a very deluxe, overwhelming, once-in-a-lifetime experience. And we're expanding that service into some other areas, not only in Vietnam, but also into Myanmar, which should be very exciting. So just to, again, repeat the kinds of things, it's customized, it's private, it's connecting with the guides, it's connecting with our local people, and really being able to leverage a lot of the services that we have. Because we're so successful with this model and it works so well with such high satisfaction, we're able to repeat that when we go into other destinations, such as Cambodia or Thailand, Laos, Myanmar, and then, of course, with the expansion that we've got coming up next year. So a lot of things that make it really easy for you to sell. I think one of the things I hear a lot since we've been here, since we opened for business, is that travel agents are a little bit nervous, a little bit gun-shy about Southeast Asia. It's a little bit overwhelming. They're less familiar with this part of the world. And so they tend to want to sort of wait until somebody comes in and perhaps then maybe even try to switch them to another part of the world that they feel more comfortable with. But what I can suggest to all the travel agents listening is that if you have an interested client that's looking for something different, don't be afraid. Just ask a couple of quick questions. Ask them how long they have to be on their journey. Ask them what kind of hotel accommodations they generally like to stay at, so we can get an idea on that. And if you can just ask, what's that one thing that you want to get out of this trip? Those are the three questions I need. Then when the travel agent will call me, we will consult together and come up with an itinerary that we can then present to the client. And I even offer to assist the travel agent as a guest. You can say, oh my goodness, and we even have, you know, the director of sales from Buffalo Tours who would be delighted to be on our overview call together so that you can, you know, leverage her expertise as well. So there's a lot of ways that we can take something that maybe not so comfortable and make it really comfortable.
What I'm gathering from what you're saying, EJ, that I really, really like is the fact that it's customizable and very personable. I like the fact that you're willing to be on a phone call for an agent who has clients to be able to help seal the deal, in other words. And I also noticed on your company website that you have an agent login area, and I really want to give you a shout out for that, because I think it's so important for travel agents to know that your goal is to help them do the best with their clients, that you have no intent of taking their clients. You want to work with them and that you give them a portal to be able to work through that.
Absolutely. And our travel agent portal, I do encourage every travel agent to go in and enroll. It's a very simple procedure, but we must do that because we want it to be protected, so it's only for the eyes of the travel agent. Some terrific resources that are available that help you make you look good. One of them that is probably the number one popular item that we have is a pre-departure guide. And it's really well done. It's a really nice, colorful, well done piece that will help address and answer a lot of those questions. Of course, we're always there to answer things about visas and get them all teed up and prepared with that as well. But I think people love to have that one thing in their hand, whether it's electronic or they print it out. That's a really great piece. And we're developing other tools. We of course have newsletters and webinars and other things that are available to the travel agent exclusively. Our new brochure, the 2015 brochure, is now up on the site and definitely worth taking a look at until we can get you a nice hard copy in your hand. But we do design that specifically to help you with information that you can then copy and take. We have a section on there as far as hotels. So if you wanted to check, maybe you don't even know the name of a hotel, but you know they are interested in a luxury hotel, and you know what city that we're thinking about going to, and it will pull up the different hotel options with at least a photo and a brief description. So you don't have to toggle to the website for everything, because here you would find out what we have loaded in our inventory with our 3,000 plus supplier relationships.
Do you find that there's a particular demographic of people that from the U.S. that travel to Southeast Asia?
That's a great question. You know, and in my past 35 years, I could talk about every demographic with certainty. I would say the baby boomer is obviously the sweet spot, but we are receiving a lot of honeymooners, especially in Thailand, Laos, and Myanmar. A lot of honeymooners that want adventure, looking for something very active. And Vietnam and Cambodia as well, just seeking a bit more of the adventure side. And we actually own an adventure company, so we can provide everything from really intense trekking to rock climbing to kayaking and those types of sports. But we can also modify them so that people that are in early baby boomers, let's say, who still want to do that but maybe not as extreme, everything can be customized and guided towards what that level of commitment is. But I am seeing lots of honeymooners, lots of active, younger active people.
Now, I've read that Vietnam has the most beautiful beaches in the world. So if you have people that are seeking warm weather and want to travel to a place that has beautiful beaches, would Vietnam be an appropriate place?
Absolutely. Vietnam would be a terrific choice. And I think what's nice is that we have the option for you to, for travel agents, you to have your guests spend a portion of the time on the beach, but still go and explore some of those other things that you really want to explore, the elements of Vietnam. It's a very emotional destination. The people are incredibly friendly. It's very safe. There's lots to do. But I'm finding, to your point, a lot of people will want to go, and then they want to end up their journey, maybe the 3 or 4 days on one of the spectacular beaches to just kind of R&R before they head home. It's such a diverse country that there's so many things to do. But if that's something of interest, we have a lot of folks wanting to just end up their tour that way.
Yeah, and just that's okay. Just a comment on the friendly people and my experiences in Thailand, but I have never been to a place, a destination, including the U.S., where I've never run into people more friendly than that destination.
It is amazing. I mean, it is so friendly. The people are so courteous and genuine and respectful. And I have story on story of people that I met beyond even my guide and my driver, who I always have a great connection, and I still share emails with them today. But just people that are working in hotels, maybe just working in serving in one of the restaurants or at the front desk, or somebody working in a shop where I've become friends with them and been able to really sit down and talk story about what's happening. Instead of just going and saying, I'm going to have a cup of coffee, wouldn't it be great to say, I went to the number one coffee place in Vietnam and I got to sit down with the granddaughter and have coffee while I was having my coffee roasted to take back as gifts. So just, yes, the friendliness, and they're so eager. They're so eager to get to know you. The one kind of funny thing is they love to know your age. And that's something in America that we don't feel so comfortable about always saying, well, why are you asking my age? But they want to know, how old are you and where are you from? Because it's a sign of respect. So they know how to treat you because they have different ways of treating people at different levels, and it's just that hierarchy for them that's so important. So we have to learn sometimes that what we think may be strange is very flattering or just very typical for their culture.
Yeah, I found that when people approach you in Thailand, they'll ask you where you're going, and to us in the United States, that's kind of intrusive. And the way we start conversations here is typically the weather, but over there the weather's pretty much the same all the time. So they start their conversations by asking you where are you going, and that's just normal and not so normal for us.
Right. It's very true. It's very true. And it's fun to learn those little, any little bits that we can provide in advance, just so that folks are aware, or just be pleasantly surprised, expect the unexpected, because they mean it in the most endearing way with what they do. And I think we're very fortunate to have places like this in the world that have so much diversity, that have grand people. And for us, again, our company being able to provide exceptional experiences outside the norm, which is just creating a trip of a lifetime. And we are seeing repeaters as well.
Well, I'm a repeater and would be again, for sure.
Yeah, you know, absolutely. One of the things that I find, as we're talking and I'm hearing you talking about trekking and different travel opportunities that you offer to clients, I'm intrigued because you have an area here about cycling. And it would never have been an area that I would have thought of sending my clients, because I have a lot of clients who like to cycle. I think that's an awesome thing that you have available for people.
Yeah, thank you for bringing that up, because we have a whole adventure section in our brochure, and cycling is definitely one of the top areas where people would love to, you know, cycle all around. The rafting and the kayaking as well. So again, it's making sure that we're doing our best to provide the information that's out there. So that if we just, you know, raise a little bit of awareness, and then you can say, gosh, cycling, that's great. I have friends that like to do that, or I may have a small affinity group. That's what we like to do together. Let's do it. So really, adventure and family have become two very, very popular areas for us. And I think, again, we can do the adventure well because we own an adventure company that can specialize. We can take adventure to another level, and I like to use the example up in Sapa, which is in northern Vietnam. There's a lot of amazing trekking, and we use the word trekking, which sounds more intense than it really is, or sometimes here we call it walking. But we can, a trek can mean a nice stroll. It can mean a mile and a half walk, and it could be a 4-hour intense journey. And we can do all of that. And we always have a van or a guide, a vehicle that's traveling with them. So if at any point anybody wants to say, gosh, I'm tired, I need to stop and take a rest, or this is as much as I want to do, we can take them back in the vehicle and take them. So I think it's just nice, a peace of mind, again, knowing that you can try these things at different levels, but you've always got a way out if you choose to say you're just too darn tired.
Well, this has been wonderful. Thank you, EJ, for being our special guest. And I also want to fly your flag, because I really love to do that. I remember when you and I first spoke on the phone, I found you to be a woman of integrity and good connection. And both of the times that I've had the wonderful opportunity to be face to face with you, that just fulfilled it even more. And if you are any guiding light to this company, I really think that any agent who works with your agents and res agents and books with you are going to be well taken care of, and have the opportunity to be able to expand their wings and get out of their comfort zone to know that their clients are going to be well taken care of. Can you tell us a little bit about how to find more information on Buffalo Tours, and maybe either phone number to call, or I see you have a Facebook page also.
Yes. Well, I was just waiting for that. And thank you so much. It's been such a delight meeting you, and you've had the wonderful pleasure of meeting our CEO and founder as well. So you can hopefully, you first can get the experience just how warm and generous and kind we are. We all just roll our sleeves up hard and we want to work extra hard for that business. And so we'll do that. So a couple ways that you can reach us. This is a little bit of a long-winded address, but I'm going to say it slowly. It's USA and Canada agents@buffalotours.com. So that's USA and Canada agents@buffalotours.com. You can also reach us call us toll free at 844-716-1700. And that will get transferred to the appropriate person. And I'm also just feeling very comfortable. I'm going to give out my email address over this podcast here. And it's elizabeth@buffalotours.com. And I will welcome any call, any inquiry, anything that I can do for you. We have a small but mighty team, but we are here to assist you in the U.S. and guide you through this. So we're your main contact, and we can take care of all of the behind the scenes for you so that you don't have to worry about a thing.
Barry, did you have any other questions for our fine guest?
I don't believe so. I think I've commented and questioned, and it's been very great, very good, and really good to learn about Buffalo Tours.
So I just want to say, everybody, go south, Southeast Asia, and let Buffalo Tours help you, because we are your friend and colleague in this business.
So with that, Barry, what is the best way for our listeners to reach you?
Well, email is Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, @hometravelagent.net. And on Facebook at facebook.com/HBTAS, the initials for the Home-Based Travel Agent Show. And Laureen, how do they get a hold of you?
The best way to reach me is via email, and that's sharptongued@mac.com, and that's spelled sharptongued@mac.com. I have a personal Facebook page, which is Laureen R, and that's L-O-R-E-N-E-R. That would be for Romero. And, of course, my business, which is Sharp Tongue Consulting. And I am always getting back to people. I love it when our listeners reach out to us. As EJ knows, because she and I have done this many times already, when you email her or you email me, we'll get back to you quickly. And that's just how she and I both are. And gratefully, Barry is the same way too. And the joys of podcasting is that we're real people, and we're not paid actors to be doctors, as they say. You know, we're just our real selves. And that what makes it a pleasure to be able to do this. So I want to thank you again, EJ, for being able to fit the time in to come on. I'm glad we finally were able to do this. And it was a pleasure to have you as our guest.
Well, thank you so much.
Yes, thank you, EJ.
All right, Barry, until next time, we will talk with you again soon.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you, EJ, for contributing to the Home-Based Travel Agent Show. And I want to thank you, our listeners, for taking the time to give us a listen. We value your input, so please let us know what you think about the show, or if you have a comment for us or our guests, please leave a comment on the website, or you can send me an email at barry@hometravelagent.net. In addition, if you have an idea for a show topic, please let us know, and we'll do our best to accommodate your request. And again, the email address is barry@hometravelagent.net. Well, we'll be here next month in December, and maybe more frequently than that, too. I may come back with another topic for the Travel Business 101 segment. But in the meantime, I want to wish you safe travels, stay healthy, and thank you for listening.